proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, this is an exciting program today. I mean, this is one that you want to take good notes on. We're talking about manifesting the sons of God. When we say sons here, this comes out of Romans chapter 8. We're not talking about gender, or male or female. We're talking about mature offspring. We're talking about people who have grown up in God. You see, there are some things that God wants to pass on to us. As a matter of fact, it's our inheritance. But He can't give them to us because many times we haven't grown up or are not able to receive it. Jesus said this, "There are things that I'd like to show you, but you're not able to receive them now." Now, the same thing about things that God has for us, material things, things regarding our life, our social life, our health, and so forth and so on. All these things are our inheritance, but many times people cannot receive them and they don't manifest them because they have not sufficiently grown up. Now, there are three stages we want to discuss here. One is a natural man. Natural person is the one not born again. Basically, that person is influenced by demonic spirits. Then the carnal person, the person who basically is born again, but still under the subjection of their flesh, still being ruled by the circumstances, still emotions driving them. And, you know, they come to church and shout and praise the Lord, then go back home and fuss at their husband or wife. I'm just saying that kind of environment. So what we want to do is grow up. We want to become a spiritual person. And that is a person now that has mastery over their feelings, over their circumstances. And that's the person that God is placing in this earth to rule this earth. Now, this is a powerful teaching. I want you to get this one. And the main way you grow up is through the Word of God. He said, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. So, as we give you this Word today, I guarantee you some growing is going to take place in your life. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called Manifesting the Sons of God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Why? Because the church is functioning by the higher knowledge. See, the one thing that Satan wants to do is bring the church down to operate like a natural man. See, because, see, he built his kingdom through the system of this world, meaning that he sent his kids to Harvard. Excuse me, Northwestern, University of Chicago. He sent his kids there. They've been to the same program you've been to. And when you coming up against them, let's say the lawyers of the church coming up against the ACLU. They've been to Princeton. Einstein said this. The problems that are today cannot be solved at the same level that they were created. See, nothing against people who are part of organizations, LCLU, whatever have you. I'm only saying many times their ideas about doing some things and so forth like that go contrary to the church. And we've ended up at odds with people in courtroom battles and so forth and so on. Well, suppose you had 10 times more wisdom than the people you're coming up against. And what the church has tried to do is settle for natural knowledge. Well, that's why it's been such a battle. That's why the church has lost ground, because the enemy is better in his system than you are in his system if you're only playing by his rules. But if you start playing by the rules of the kingdom of God, then it's going to make you 10 times better. Because when it's time for you to do a court case, you're going to seek the wisdom of God, and He's going to download inside of you. You're not going to learn, you're going to discern, and the judge wants to know, how did you learn that? Because if you speak with the wisdom of God, no man can gainsay or resist, including the court. Well, we haven't done that. See, we're busy trying to fight the enemy on his terms. Now, I'm not talking about hating people because we don't hate people. I'm only saying the enemy has a system out there, and he's trying to resist the church. He's trying to keep the church from coming in and transforming the world into kingdom living. Yes, sir. Say amen to that. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Does this make sense to you? Now, any man that is in Christ is what? A new creature. All the new creatures, raise your right hand. Okay? Hallelujah. All right, put them down. All things are what? All things are what? They become new. So you are a new person. Say amen to that. God says, your sins and your iniquities, I will what? Remember no more. Did He say that?
Yes.
Now, if He doesn't remember it, I'm not going to remember it. Now, you follow what I'm saying now? I'm saying this because God wants to grow you up because He's got to put you in the game. Lord have mercy, I'm about to preach now. Say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
All right, I want you to do that because your path is in the path. Come on now. How many people in here have never made a mistake? Raise your hand. I'm going to cast that devil out. Raise your hand. You put that hand up. All right? The natural man is motivated by demons. And that's why when you and I were unsaved, we acted so crazy. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, religious people are always saved. That's why they don't have no compassion on nobody that isn't. All right, now, let's look at this. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto what? Carnal, as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet are you now able. For you are yet what? Carnal. For where there's among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? And another translation says, mere men. So what is a carnal believer? A carnal believer is one who never developed or grown up. Now, they've been born again, but they're always controlled by their circumstances and their feelings. You hurt my feelings. I don't like what you said about me. So forth and so on. Now, understand, if somebody's under control of demons, all they got to do is press your button. In other words, there are some things that God wants to deliver to you, but He can't deliver to you those things beyond your level of growth. So now He wants to give this heir his inheritance, but He can't because the heir is acting like a slave. And a slave is controlled, has to be told what to do, has to be made what to do, so forth and so on. So He is saying, hey, you've been a baby, now time to grow up. Okay, so the last person is a spiritual man, and that's one who has gained ascendancy over his body and his physical, his or her physical senses. So you can't shake this person. I don't care what happened. I don't care what's going on. That person is not shaken. Now, this is the kind of person that you're going to be to play in the game that's about to go on. Let's go to Hebrews in chapter 13, please. Hebrews chapter 13. I said 13. Make it Hebrews chapter 12 first, please. Hebrews chapter 12. Praise God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12. See, when a person is spiritual and the attacks come against that person, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And come on now. When the thing gets the roughest against you, somebody gonna have to throw their hands up and start praising God. Now, I know if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But what you got to do with that is put your flesh under and lift your spirit up. Lift up Jesus and say, praise God. Thank God for my deliverance. Are you still with me? Look at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every what? Weight. And the what? Sin, which does so easily what? Beset us. And let us run with what? Patience. The race that is what? Set before us, glory to God, looking unto who? Jesus, the what? The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, notice what it said, that we are all being surrounded here by a cloud of witnesses. Now, that some people don't know. He said over in Ephesians chapter 3, to whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Heaven and earth. In other words, you're the earthly part of the heavenly family. So your brothers and sisters have gone on before you. They are now in an arena. And they're watching what's going on down here. And don't you know that some of them are cheering you on? Come on, Susie. Come on, Joe. You can do it. When you've done all you can stand to do, stand now. Come on, don't tell no lie, just tell the truth. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, so when you have that kind of situation, you've got to remember that the enemy now is playing this game. I mean, he is now, we're in a contest. Now, Jesus got in that same contest. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that had sent the Holy Spirit to train us up how to be spiritual and to walk in dominion in this earth. Let's go back to Luke and Luke chapter 4, please. Glory to God. Luke chapter 4. How many winners I have in here today? Luke chapter 4. Let me know when you get there. Say amen to that. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness. They that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And then, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and said unto him, saying, it is what? Written, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what we're saying here is that in every case, Jesus' mastery, he fought the enemy with words. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is sitting there until we make his enemies what? Our footstool, his footstool. So now we're going against a formidable opponent. In other words, this is a high level of play. And in this high level of play, you're playing on another level of playing field. And the deeper your roots must be in the Word of God. So the higher you go, another level, another devil. And so your roots in the Word are going to be deeper than they were when you were just playing sandlot basketball. Y'all know what I mean by sandlot? I mean just a little scrimmage game and so forth. No, what God has done, he has chosen you. He said you didn't choose him, but he chose you. And he chose you for the NFL. He chose you for the NBA. He chose you for the NHL. He chose you for the cup. He chose you to be in the major, major Masters Cup. And I'm saying this is that God now wants to put you in. but you gotta be grown up. In other words, he doesn't want to put you in there and you got something in your life that you've been engaged in that when you get in there, you'll either be an embarrassment or something can happen in your life that God didn't intend. Say amen to that. So now understand, you're going up against some well-trained demons. You're going up against something that has been well-trained that you're going to need a command of the Word of God. And what you've got to make sure is that you have command of this Word of God. In other words, that God wants to clean you up before He sends you out. And that when He's put you in there, glory to God, He's got to make sure, Lord have mercy, come on now. He's got to make sure that you are not a baby or not a carnal Christian, but you are grown up and you are a gladiator, in other words. So you must become bulletproof. In other words, you got to look at your life and see if there's something going on. Because if there's a little alcohol on the side, you ain't bulletproof yet. Come on now. If there's a little pornography over here, you ain't bulletproof yet. Come on now. If you still lying on your time card, come on now. If you... I'm here to tell you right now, God is cleaning everything out. I'm talking about things that are in your heart. Now realize that Peter thought he was ready. He said, Lord, I will never let you down. Put me in the game. I'm ready to go. God said, Jesus said, before the clock, y'all know the story. You're going to deny me three times. And he said, no, not me. And the next thing you know, oh, Lord, that says turn over here. I'm almost done. Turn over to Matthew's gospel and chapter 26, if you will. Look at verse 35. And Peter said to him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. In other words, boss, we know who you are. Hey, we're going to the grave with you. We're going to stand for you even if it takes death to do it. Jesus said, wait a minute, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. Come on over here to verse 69. Now, Peter sat without the palace, and they were persecuting Jesus. And a damsel came into him and said, hey, weren't you with Jesus of Galilee? But he did what? He denied before them all, saying, I don't even know the man. What are you talking about? Verse 71, and when he was gone out in the porch, another said to him that was there, glory to God, this fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied with an oath. He said, no, I swear, I wasn't with the man. Now understand, this is a man who thought he was ready for the NFL. Come on now, we ain't playing sandlot ball. We another level, another devil. Come on. He said, I don't know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, and thy speech betrayeth thee. In other words, I know you from Alabama. You talk like it. And now I'm just throwing that in there now. And then began he to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man, and immediately the cock crew. Now, when chickens start telling you something, you know you're in trouble. Now, I'm just saying here, see, understand, he didn't have what he thought he had. Say amen to this. But see, we start out that way. See, we start out boasting, thinking we got something we don't have, but then somehow God reveals to you what you really got. Because people don't know the condition of their own heart unless sometimes they're put in a situation. And God will allow certain things so you'll see what's in your heart. But once He shows you what's in your heart, just be like David. Create in me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Do you hear what I'm telling you? See, with this thing that's happening now with the President of the United States, it's revealing a lot of folks' heart. Now, don't get quiet on me. I'm just saying this. God told us to do one thing for the President of the United States. I don't care whether it's George Washington, George Bush, or Barack Obama. It tells you to do one thing. What does it tell you to do? It says, pray for this man. Now, people are not doing, I ain't gonna pray for him. That's because you're carnal. And you're not ready for the NFL. Now, he's in there. I don't care who you voted for. The Bible says, pray for him. And this is what it says about him, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he'll turn it whichever way he will. The church needs to take over. Now, you stop giving your opinion. Your opinion is God's opinion. You don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. I didn't ask you who you voted for. I didn't ask me who I voted for. I'm telling you what our job is right now. This man was telling me, as a man was sent to Vietnam, strong Christian, or sorry, into Desert Storm, strong Christian, or one of the East wars. And he went over there, and God pretty soon spoke to him, said, I'm sending you back home. And he didn't know why he sent him back home. Now, understand, the military is ordained by God. God ordained the military. He ordained him for the lawbreaker. And he ordained, and he came, brought him back home. He got back home and got in the prayer and said, Lord, why did you bring me back home? He said, I brought you back home because you were beginning to hate those people. You can fight a war without hating. He said, and so when you start trying to hate those people like that, now you are getting out from under my protection. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. I said, the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, because we got control. We are the government. We are the ones to monitor every government all over the world. Folks, I'm telling you, God can put one down and put another one up. Go in Daniel and see. God is no longer calling you to ordinary things. You are made for the extraordinary. And watch this. You've been chosen for the NFL. You've been chosen for the NBA. And you're in a playoff right now. And we win, praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called Manifesting the Sons of God. Now, one of the things we bring out in this teaching is that we're going into a real professional arena. When God sends you out, I mean, this is like the NFL or the NBA or some of the professional football or basketball or soccer environments. I mean, these people are out to win, you know. So when you go up against the enemy, he's a formidable opponent. I mean, he's one that's been at this thing a long time. So when we go out there, we really have to be fully developed. Why? Because we have to be led by the Spirit. You know, the enemy sometimes puts down minefields, you know, and if you don't know where a minefield is, you'll step on one. Next thing you happen, tragedy comes to pass. Well, what God does is if you're led by the Spirit, he might be leading you the long way around. You say, well, why am I going this way? Hey, just be led by the Spirit of God. Now, that's for mature believers, because if a person is a baby, they're still led by their feelings. I'm not going this way. I'm going this way. This is the shortest way to get there. Well, it may be a minefield right there. So what am I telling you? God has made it so that we can win every time. And one of the key ingredients to us winning is to grow up. You see, your problem is not the devil. Your problem is growth. that you want to grow up so that you can have victory in every situation. Isn't that a powerful teaching? Praise God. Well, the address and phone number on your screen wants you to order it right away. Not just trying to sell tapes now, trying to get God's people to grow up. Why? Because we need to take control of this earth. This earth's supposed to be under new management, and we're it. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time, and we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.